Jack Scallions, would you join me for just a few moments from my heart to yours? Curtis Hudson was born in Decatur, Georgia. While working as a mail carrier, he preached at church services and revival meetings in the Atlanta area. He became pastor of the tiny Forest Hills Baptist Church in 1956. When he resigned after 20 years, the church membership was just over 8,000 people. He entered evangelism and in 1980 became the editor of the fundamental newspaper, The Sword of the Lord. In 1992, he was diagnosed with prostate cancer and died in March of 1995. Less than a year before his homegoing at the Southwide Baptist Fellowship at the Northside Baptist Church, weak and frail and dying, he sang this song to an overflow crowd. By his own admission, not a trained vocalist, yet that song that night has lifted many on the road to realize the battle has been won and we're on the winning side. Hale Reeves experienced and expressed this fact so vividly in its first verse and chorus. Once I drifted out in sin, had no hope nor joy within, and my soul was burdened down with pride. Then my Savior came along, and he showed me I was wrong. Now I know I'm on the winning side. Well, I'm on the winning side. Yes, I'm on the winning side. Out in sin no more will I abide. I've enlisted in the fight for the cause of truth and right. Praise the Lord, I'm on the winning side. In a dark, sin-cursed world, it is easy to say all is lost. Not so. How do you know, Pastor? Well, that's easy. I've read the book. I've read the last chapter. Some have tagged the song, Victory in Jesus, as the Christian's anthem. It is true today. The old account was settled long ago. My sins are blotted out, and the victory has been won, and yes, I am on the winning side. The darkness covered the world. The body was wrapped in grave clothes, laid in a barren tomb. Disciples trudged away whispering, what's next? Hopes were dashed, shattered. The grave was sealed and guarded. It's Friday, and the blood-drenched piece of Roman timber stands silhouetted against the Judean sky. The day was a day of pain and suffering and tears. It seemed all was lost. But then Sunday came. The grave opened like a chestnut burr. Christ arose victor over death and the grave. In our church, there's a young lady, the epitome of sunshine and happiness. I've been her pastor for many, many years, led her to the Savior and baptized her just as a teenage young lady. She'll come to me after most services, always with the words, Pastor, it's so good to see you. She'll give me a big hug, then take the arm of the person who has escorted her. Strange, isn't it? For she's been blind all of her life. But just to watch her, you'll know that she's on the winning side. I realize the difficulty of not crying out in the darkness, not allowing despair to rule, but don't do that. To examine too closely the why will destroy its purpose and ruin the reality. Moses wished to see God, so he was placed in a dark cleft of the rock and covered by God's hand. A time to reflect, time to listen. Force yourself to be quiet and know that though the battle rages all around, the victory has been won. I have never been very vocal in a public service, and although not prone to outward exhibition of joy, I have at times wished I could, as it seemed my heart would burst with praise of the moment when the Bible was so real and Jesus so precious to my soul that it seemed I could reach out and touch him. The victory for each believer is shared in their own way. I recall in the church where I was saved, at times we would enjoy special services when God's Holy Spirit was busy in our lives. A little grandmother, her name escapes me at the moment, and there were times when I would see her step to the aisle and walk just a few steps with her head bowed, patting her little hands together, then walk back to her pew. She never distracted the services. I can't ever even remember her uttering a sound. But it was apparent to those of us who knew her that she was happy in her soul and she was on the winning side. We taught our children this little verse, "The devil is a sly old fox. If I could catch him, I'd put him in a box. I'd lock the door and throw away the key for all the mean things he's done to me." His plan is simple, you see. He tempts and leads us into sin, then nags us daily with guilt when the deed is done, then takes our joy and tells us that we have lost the victory and that God could never bless us again or use us again as one defeated. Not minimizing sin by any fashion today. Failing our Savior isn't a small thing or a funny thing or a light thing. Over the years, I have met many of God's children who have been beat up and scarred by the world, the flesh, and the devil. They've thrown in the towel, quit church, stopped praying, shelved their Bibles, and given up on God. Sin does hurt and does turn joy to sadness and light to darkness. We should hurt when we disobey and disappoint Him. All that is a fact, but do not despair. Sunday did come. Jesus does save and forgives. Bill Gaither's words in his gospel song, "It Is Finished," tells this whole story. The earth shakes with the force of the conflict, and the sun refuses to shine. There hangs God's Son in the balance, and through the darkness He cries, "It is finished, the battle is over, it is finished. There's no more war, it is finished, the end of the conflict. It is finished, and Jesus is Lord." Keep reminding yourself, Jesus paid it all. Keep reminding yourself, there's room at the cross for everyone. Not too much in this old world you can be absolutely sure of. But if you have Christ as your Savior, you can know of a certainty that you're on the winning side. This is Jack Scallions. I want to thank you for allowing me the opportunity today to share just a few moments from my heart to yours.